Salvador Moro's translation, John Mustman.
Ready? So, Guru gave a commentary on the song. Yaso Mati Nandana Braja Babanagara Gokula Ranjanaka. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was given the title Saptam Goswami, the seventh Goswami. Why? Because after Rupa and Sanatan and the six Goswamis, all considered him to be doing bhajan like the Goswamis, therefore they gave him that title. Therefore there are many writers of kirtan in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, like Premananda, Nocham Das Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur. But we should not consider Thakur Bhaktivinoda to be any less than them, because he is direct manifestation of Sri Gadadhar Pandit. Therefore he has written Yaso Mati Nandana Vajo Padanagara Gokula Ranjana Kana Gopi Padanadana Madana Manohala Kaliya Damana Vidana. Therefore, who is Krishna? He is Yasomati Nandan. He is the very young son of Madhyasoda, Brajobada Nagara. He is the hero of Vrindavan. And Radharani, she is one of the Nayakas. What does he do? He steals the mind of the Brajabasis. If a Madhbhakta Vinodaya. That is the reason of his descent, is to capture the mind of the devotees. Madhbhakta Vinodaya, Bhagavatam says. Krishna said, I come to give happiness to my devotees. Madana Manoha, his form defeats the beauty of Cupid. And he, Kaliya Damana Vidana, performs many leelas like the chastisement of Kaliya. And all the unlimited pastimes of Krishna are revealed when one chants the holy name properly, in a nice manner. Then one will see all his leelas, from his birth, to the killing of Putana, to the killing of Agasur and Bakasur, and even Rasleela can be revealed by the chanting of the holy name. Therefore, Amala Harinam Amiya
Vilasa.
Huh?
Vilasa.
Amiya Vilasa. Amiya means pure, spotless. Therefore, Krishna's pure and spotless leelas are revealed by the holy name. Therefore, he performs unlimited varieties of nectarian vilas, or pastimes. And Rupa Goswami has said the same thing. Tadnama Rupa Charitadi Sukhetananu Smityo Krameyana Rasana Manasina Yojan Tistan Vraje Tadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Nayeda Kilam Iti Upadesha Saram. Inside the name of Krishna, Tadnama Rupa, the form of Krishna is there. Charitadi, the qualities of Krishna are all contained within the name. Kintu Adara, therefore one who chants the holy name with a feeling of respect in a regulated manner, then all these will be revealed to him. Therefore, along with remembering his pastimes, the chanting of the holy name will put one on the platform of remembrance of the pastimes of Krishna. He is Vipina Purandara. He is the Purandara, the most. Purandara means like Brajendra, the Indra of Vrindavan. Therefore, he is living in the forest. And when Krishna played his flute, hey, main thoda baad mein aaunga. Baad mein aaunga. Therefore, when Krishna played his flute, all the gopis ran towards Krishna. that gopis could not understand that the other gopis were also running, so much they were absorbed. So he destroys all the obstacles of the Brijabasis and the devotees. Like the gopis have sung in Gopi Geet, Visachala Payad, Vyala Rakshasat, huh? Vasamadutad, Vyala Rakshasat. He Visajala Payad, he saved us from the poison of comes of Kaliya. Vyala Rakshasat, Vyal means wind demon. What's his name? Vyomasur, also. The son of Vyala Rakshasat. He saved us from Vyomasur. He saved us from the poison of Kaliya. Then he destroys all the obstacles of the devotees because he is Braja Janapala. He always maintains the Brajavasis. He pleases the elderly gopis by stealing vata and by stealing their minds. He steals the clothes of the gopis and he performs Raslila. Why does he perform Raslila? To establish the predominant position of Srimati Radhika. Otherwise, how anyone could know the topmost position of Radharani, even despite the presence of millions of gopis? When she left, Krishna could not perform Ras. And Krishna also spoke himself, Na padeham nadavidju sambhujam. Oh gopis, I am indebted to you. So to establish the position of Radharani, Krishna performed Raslila. He is Sri Radha Vallabha. He is the beloved of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given other kirtans like Vibhavari Shesha. How many extraordinary moods are contained in there? Therefore, the Gaudiya Sampradaya are indebted to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and will always remain indebted to him. So today is Astami. Also today is the constellation of Rohini, means Balaram. Today is also Wednesday. So many good things today. Today is the appearance day of Krishna. After the last pralay, then Brahmaji again was performing the function of creation. This is the Mahapralaya, when Mahavishnu takes all the pradhan back inside his body. Therefore, in the creation, Brahmaji, he saw darkness in all directions, and he heard a voice made from the lapping of the waves, tapa, tapa. That means perform austerities. So Brahmaji performed meditation for thousands and thousands of years. That time he had darshan of Lord Narayana. Brahmaji could not create because he had no energy from the Lord. Therefore the Lord blessed him with energy for creation. Therefore Brahmaji prayed, I'm afraid that I may become bewildered by false ego. I may think I am the doer, I am the creator. Therefore please give me blessing that I may not forget you. Therefore out of his mercy, Lord Brahma spoke four verses, that is Chaturshlok, Bhagavatam. And there, in a seed form, Krishna gave all his tattva. Krishna tattva, bhakti tattva, maya tattva. Also he gave Sambandha Gyan, Abhideya Gyan and Priyojan Tattva. All are in these four verses. Ramaji gave these four verses to Narad. And Narad gave these four verses to Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is a Shaktivesh avatar of Lord Narayan. Therefore Veda, Vyas, he divided the Veda into four and he compiled the Brahma Sutra, the Vedanta Sutra. But in order that people could understand the Vedanta Sutra, he also compiled 54 Puranas. But even despite doing so much writing, he was not satisfied. When finally I cannot understand why I'm dissatisfied, then Narad Muni came. Oh, Vyas, your mind looks very depressed. Why? And he said, Gurudev, I do not know. You are the supreme physician. Therefore, kindly tell my disease and give me the medicine. Then Narad said, why are you sad? You have done so much. You have compiled the Vedas. You have even written the Mahabharata. You have described Dharma, Artha, Karma and Moksha, the four Purusattas, the four goals of life. But you are not happy. Why? Because you have encouraged people towards materialistic activity. And you have confused them. For example, in the Puranas, some Puranas talk about Shiva is Bhagawan. Other Puranas talk about Ganesh is Bhagawan. Other Puranas talk Krishna Karuna is Bhagawan. Therefore, some confusion will come in the minds of people. Therefore, you have misled people. You have not directly described Ishwara, the Supreme Controller, or his pastimes. You have not described that Krishna is Swayam Bhagawan, the source of all incarnations. You have not described how he is Nanda Nandan and Yasoda Nandan, the son of Nanda and Yasoda. You have not described how Krishna falls at the feet of the gopis. What to speak of falling at the feet of Radhika, Krishna falls at the feet of the maidservants of Radharani. So you have not described anything, therefore your writing is like useless. Now ya, na chitrapado hari yas. You have not described directly the yas, the glories of Sri Hari. Therefore Vyasadeva said, what should I do? Please help me, give me some instruction. That time Narad said, you should put your mind into Bhakti Yoga Samadhi. Bhakti Yoga Namanasi Samyak. Bhakti Yoga Namanasi Samyak. Nityamale Apasat Purusam Gunam Maya Chatara Pasayam Yoyo Samahito Gunam Atmanam Trigunatmakam Parope Manyate Anatam Chakritam Chavipadyate. Yasya vai Sriyamanayam Krishna Parama Puruse Takritam Bhati Upadyate Pumsam Soka Moha Bayapaya. You should put your mind into Bhakti Yoga Samadhi. Then you will see Apasyat Purusam Purnam. You will see the Purnam Purus, the complete person. But the Supreme Lord is not alone, he is always with his associates. Therefore you will see Sridharam, Subal, the mothers and fathers of Krishna, the cows, the trees. And you will also see his energies headed by Srimati Radhika. Therefore, Vyasadeva, in his meditation, he saw all the pastimes of Krishna, from his appearance to Dwarka Lila to his disappearance. Then he became happy. What he saw in his meditation, he wrote, that is called the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vyasadeva also saw there is the Bhadajivas, the conditioned souls in this world. And in order to save them, he compiled Krishna's pastimes in the form of the Bhagavatam. Therefore, this Srimad Bhagavatam also has the 10 symptoms of the Puranas, 10 subject matter, Swarga, Visarga, Asray, that means creation, secondary creation, the shelter of all, the process, 10 symptoms of a Purana. Therefore, Gurudev now begins 10th canto. Ramaji saw the earth was burdened by many demons. Therefore, those demons were so powerful, even Ramaji could not do anything. Therefore, he went Prithivi, the earth. She approached Lord Krishna. She approached Brahmaji and prayed on behalf. And Brahmaji said, I cannot do anything. Therefore, Brahmaji went to the shore of the ocean of milk. Lord Vishnu resides in the material world in one like Vaikuntha called Papanchik Vaikuntha. There is the ocean of milk, Swetadvip. Therefore, Brahmaji went to the bank of the shore of the ocean of milk and began meditating and propagating the Lord by chanting the Purusha Shukta. That time, Lord Giridaksai Vishnu appeared in the heart of Brahma and said, "O Brahma, all the demigods should appear on the earth planet in the district of Mathura. Especially with the demigods should appear along with their wives. Because you have a tissue. Especially the wives should appear as the gopis of Gokul.
Thank you. You can take it over."
Especially the wives of the demigods should appear in Gokul as gopis. And they should prepare everything for the pastimes of Krishna. Especially the wives of the demigods will get a chance to serve Srimati Radhika. Therefore Krishna said, "Soon, my Giridaksai Vishnu said, soon my master will appear in this world." So before Krishna appeared, all the Gurujans, means the mothers and fathers of Krishna, the seniors of Krishna, all appeared before the Lord. So Vasudeva and Devaki, it was the day of their marriage. Vasudeva Maharaj had already married the six sisters of Devaki. So Kamsa was so happy, because I couldn't understand. What was Gurudev saying? That Devaki was not the sister of? Gurudev said something I could not catch. Huh?
Oh, he wasn't really the real sister, yeah. But he had so much honor for her.
I've never heard that before, but I was so tired I couldn't concentrate. Guru Maharaj said that actually Kamsamaj, his sister, was not Devaki. But he had so much respect and affection for Devaki, therefore he appeared like her older brother. So after the marriage, the family take the bride to the house of the husband, because it's very inauspicious for the husband to live with at the house of the bride. Therefore Kams was so happy. He was personally driving the chariot of Devaki. That time the Devas, the demigods, gave a sky voice, area, Akashvani. "Oh, foolish idiot, Kamsa. You seem very happy, but don't you know the eighth child from the womb of Devaki will be the cause of your death?" And the Gurumaj said the demigods are very clever. They did not say the eighth son. They said the eighth child. Because that doesn't mean if it's a son or a daughter, they did not say. Because the eighth child really was a Yogamaya, you can think. Therefore Kamsa was confused, therefore he didn't know. Therefore the demigods wanted that Kamsa would quickly kill all the children, then he would commit many sins and many offenses, and Krishna would appear very quickly. Therefore Kamsa was so shocked, he grabbed the hair of Devaki and took the sword, dropped the reins, and with the other hand he took the sword and went to cut off the head of Devaki. That time Vasudeva Maharaj, he quickly tried to persuade Kamsa not to kill Devaki. So there are four ways to control people, Charu. Don't tell these to Charu, otherwise she'll do it. Sam, Dan, Ved, and Danda. Means like Hanuman, when Hanuman went to Lanka, then, what's his name? Ravan also tried these four types of politics with Hanuman. So first comes Sam. Sam means to glorify someone. Vasudeva said, "Oh Kamsa, you are a great person, great know of religion, a great performance of yajna. You should not give yourself a bad name by doing this." Then comes Ved. "Oh, you should not see ourselves different from you. This is your own sister." Then finally, Dand. "Oh, don't do that. If you kill your own sister, you will go to hell. You will have to suffer a result of your sinful activities." And lastly, when none of those three types of politics worked, then Vasudeva Maharaj gave the last, which is Dand, which means bribing. Okay, don't kill. I promise I will give the each child as they are born. You should have a competition mic. As each child is born, I will give to your hands. So, comes, he agreed. Because he said your death will come, no one can check death. Therefore, you should pass that Marge, capture the mind of Kamsa Marge, and Kamsa agreed. So, the first child was born to Devaki because Kamsa Marge knew that Vasudev Marge was very honest. Therefore, he had no doubt Vasudev will keep his words. Therefore, when the first child was born, Vasudev Marge gave the child to Kamsa. Then Kams saw the child, then his first nephew, he began crying, oh, I cannot kill, because the eighth child will kill. Therefore he returned it back to Vasudev. That time, Narada Muni became worried. Narada appeared there before Kamsa, and Kams had so much regard for Narada, because he knew Narada is equal to everyone. Therefore Narada said, be careful, Kams. Vishnu and the demigods are big cheaters. You don't know which way they count. Maybe the eighth child is the first child. Maybe the second child is the eighth child. Maybe all children will combine and kill you. Therefore Narada sat down, disappeared. But he gave a seed in the mind of Kamsa. Narada Muni did not say kill them, but he said, because he wanted that Kamsa should make many offenses, then Krishna would quickly appear. So, Kamsa began killing the children one by one. As they were born, he would bash them on a stone. The seventh child was Sankarshan. And finally, came the appearance of Krishna himself. So today Gurudev said they'll have the whole reading of the Bhagavatam, all 10th canto today. So, in brief, what happened? Krishna appeared first in the cell of prison house of Kamsa, because first is necessary for Krishna to manifest his opulence. Guru Maharaj says, without opulence, then Madhurya has no meaning. For example, a small baby may come here, and he may be very beautiful and sweet, but doesn't mean he's Bhagavan. Therefore, there can be no Madhurya without opulence. Therefore, Krishna first manifested his Aishwarya by appearing in the forehand form from the womb of Devaki. Then, Guru Maharaj said, even though Vasudev Maharaj was completely truthful, actually he broke his promise to Kamsa. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, Vasudev Maharaj has millions of times more affection for his son Krishna than Dasarath Maharaj has for Ram. Because Dasarath Maharaj promised Kaikeyi, I will give you two benedictions. So when she asked for the benedictions, Ram will go to the forest for 12 years and my son Bharat will be king. And Dasarath Maharaj could not break his promise. But Vasudev Maharaj has more affection for Krishna because he broke his promise by taking Krishna to Gokul. That time Madhya Yashoda had given birth to two children. First was a Krishna, and second was Yogamaya. Was it the other way around? First was Yogamaya, and second was Krishna. I thought Yogamaya was the younger sister. Which one was first?
Two children.
Two children were born.
Subhadra.
Yogamaya.
Did you say Vasudev broke his promise
as well? Millions of times.
More affection for he promised to give the eighth child, but he didn't. He took the eighth child to Goku. Meanwhile, the Yashoda had given birth to two children. Actually, Krishna was born first, Yogamaya was born second. Because Yogamaya is the younger sister of Krishna. Krishnanuja. So, that time Yasoda Ma, she could not understand that she had given birth to two children. Actually, Vasudev Maharaj, when he gave mantra to Devaki, therefore by mantra he impregnated Devaki with Bhagawan in her heart. Just, this is the process of Diksha. By Diksha, the spiritual master impregnates the form of Krishna within the heart of the disciple. But Nanda and Yasoda were not like that. Krishna did not take place by mantra. Krishna appeared by Harikatha. And Gopal Champu, Jiva Goswami describes that even in old age, Nanda Yasoda had had no child. But Nanda Baba used to speak, "Oh Devi, there is one wonderful child appearing in my mind." And he would describe the form of Krishna. His eyes are very restless. He is very dark complexion, but very beautiful. Again and again I see him taking your breast and sucking. And so much milk is there, Krishna cannot drink, it spills out on his chest. Therefore, Devaki gave birth to Bhagawan by mantra. But Nanda Baba gave Yasoda Krishna by Harikatha. Therefore, it's difference between Diksha Parampara and Bhagavat Parampara. By Bhagavat Parampara, one achieves Krishna by hearing Harikatha, like Pariksit Maharaj. Like Sukadeva Goswami gave everything to Pariksit Maharaj, not by mantra, but by Harikatha. So, Vasudev Maharaj, when Krishna appeared in the four-armed form in the prison house, then Vasudev Maharaj prayed, "You are the Supreme Lord, but I'm afraid if he comes to see you, he will kill you." Therefore, Krishna took the form of a small child. Vasudev Maharaj put the child in the basket and took him across the Ganga, across the Yamuna to Gokul. Yasoda had given birth to two children. Vasudev Maharaj put his Krishna down and took the girl, Yogamaya, into his basket and went back to the prison house. This is crazy. So, when the child entered the prison house, the child began crying, "Wah, wah." Then comes Maharaj, who had been in anxiety, when Vishnu will take birth as the child. He came down, he saw it was a girl. Then Kamsa began laughing, "The demigods have cheated me. Their words are not true." But he thought better to be safe than sorry. He took the young child and went to dash it on the stone. But she flew from his hands and kicked him in the head. "Oh fool, your killer has taken birth elsewhere." And revealing her eight-armed form, she disappeared from Kamsa's sight. So all this is described in the Bhagavatam. Krishna's killing of Agasur, Bakasur, Putana, Krishna's performance of Raslila, Krishna's accepting Diksha in Mathura, acceptance of the Upanayan, Samskar. After this, Krishna went to Ujjain and took Siksha from Sandipani Rishi. After the completion of his studies, Krishna approached Sandipani Rishi, "Can we give you some dakshin?" Then he said, "Yes, my son," when he went to take bath in Prabhas Chetra, the ocean, he was taken by the ocean, "Please return our son." Krishna and Balaram went to the ocean and they requested, "O ocean, please return the son of our guru back." Ocean said, "I did not take him, it was taken by one demon called Panchajanya, Sankha Sur, because inside his body was one conch shell." Then Krishna killed Panchajanya demon, but inside the body they could not find the boy. Then they went to Yamaraj, hell, and Yamaraj gave the boy, the son of the guru, back. Puruma said that boy was like Manumanga. Then in one day, Vishwakarma created Dwarka, and Krishna took all the residents of Mathura to Dwarka. This is all described, including the disappearance pastimes of Krishna. when Yudhisthira Maharaj, when Arjuna came back from Dwarka, Krishna had already disappeared. When Yudhisthira saw the sad face of his brother Arjuna, then Yudhisthira began weeping. Oh, has Krishna gone? It was only Krishna who took the lives of all the soldiers of Kurukshetra. It was he who became the chariot driver of Krishna. Therefore, in the Bhagavatam, from the beginning to the end, all the pastimes of Krishna described, and today we will hear it in Hindi. Especially Prem Pala will take the section from 11 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Okay, thank you very much. Gracias por existir. Any questions?
So when Krishna blew his conch out, all the residents of hell were delivered.
Except for Charu. Okay. Have a